A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions and prayers, we're considering the Word of God from 2 Kings chapter 25 and in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his host, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and they built forts against it round about." Verse 2 now says, "And the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah." We want to deal with every siege against your life and against your destiny this 10th month. The Bible makes it clear that Nebuchadnezzar came with all of his host against Jerusalem and pitched against it. A siege around Jerusalem, preventing good things from coming in, preventing people from going out. Any life that is under a siege is enclosed. The enemy does not allow good things or new things to enter into such a life or into such a destiny. And maybe your life, maybe your destiny appears to have been under a siege since year 2023 began. You feel so strongly that there is a siege around your life. No wonder, therefore, every of your applications have been turned down. There is a siege of joblessness. That's why you keep losing your jobs, and that's why your applications have been turned down. There is a siege around your life, and that's why good things are not coming into you. Since the year started, you cannot really point to any good thing or new thing that has entered into your hands or into your life. Maybe all that you have seen around your life since 2023 started are problems and sicknesses and troubles and infirmities and what have you, indebtedness also. It is a siege around your life, ensuring that nothing good comes in. When there's a siege around a life, that destiny does not make any progress. Little wonder, therefore, that you have not recorded any progress in any area of your life since 2023 started. When a life is under a siege, there is stagnation in that life. There is scarcity in that life. Little wonder, therefore, you have experienced nothing but scarcity and lack because of the siege around your life and around your destiny. Don't forget, when Nahash the Ammonite came against Jabesh Gilead to besiege it, his purpose was to bring shame and reproach upon Jabesh. No wonder, therefore, the siege around your life has called you untold shame and reproach. Young people, those you are older than, are insulting you everywhere. When a life is under a siege, it has no result. When that life has no result, it will be insulted. My purpose this morning is not just to talk about the siege around your life and the effect or the impact of this siege, but to raise an altar and break every satanic siege around your life and around your destiny, so that you can fulfill the purpose of God for your life, so that you can get to the place that God has destined for you. It is important for us to break this siege of the 10th month and disallow it from happening in our lives. Don't forget, it is not the way you start the year that matters. It is how you end it. And God is interested in your ending this year fruitfully. And it is my prayer that you will end this year much better than you started it, that you won't leave this year on an empty note. You will have something great to show to the praise of the glory of God. But if these prayers must be answered, then we must break this siege. This siege of the 10th month must be totally broken and be destroyed. It must not be allowed to stand. The siege was allowed around Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem on the 10th month, and it was the ninth year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. And in the 10th month of the year, Nebuchadnezzar came against Jerusalem, and then he besieged Jerusalem. He pitched against it, and then he built forts against it and round about. Whatever the enemy has built round about you, we are not allowing it to stand. Because the forts of Nebuchadnezzar, the encampment, the siege of Nebuchadnezzar was allowed, and it persisted until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. Don't ever forget, What you permit in your life is what will persist. You have a responsibility to react against what you don't want. If you have noticed anything that looks like a siege around your life, around your destiny, you will be making a grave mistake by waiting for the siege to break on its own and be over. No, it is your responsibility to rise up, to say enough, it is enough, and to say no to the siege of the enemy in your life. You are not even going to allow the siege of the 10th month to survive beyond today. We're going to break this siege and be free completely. The siege must be broken. Dear listener, understand with me that over this great country has been a siege. The enemy came and has built a fort around the destiny of Nigeria. And that is the reason why a country blessed with so much crude oil will export crude oil to import refined products. A country that should be enjoying, that should be in prosperity, is now the poverty capital of the whole world. It is because of the siege. Certain Nebuchadnezzar, certain Babylonians have built a fort around the destiny of Nigeria. They have besieged the economy of this land, and we are living in abject poverty. If we don't rise up to do something about it, this siege will continue until the country is totally destroyed by the enemy that has besieged the country. Please don't make a mistake. Those who have besieged the country, yes, they are within the country, but they have tentacles outside of the country. They have their own investments outside of the country that when anything happens, or if anything happens and away, they are gone. Their families are out there. Their investments are out there in billions of dollars, money for this country that have been stolen away. The siege is strong. The siege is real. And that is why we have plenty, but we are suffering in want in the midst of plenty. We have to rise up and resist this siege. Enough is enough. We have to say enough is enough to the siege and to those enemies that have built a fort around the destiny of this nation. How can a 63-year-old child be unable to walk? How can a 63-year-old child be crawling backward? You know, when our children crawl, they crawl forward. But this 63-year-old is crawling backward. Our currency that traded $1 to $1.5 in the 80s has reversed back, has crawled to the back, that it is now trading for over 1,000 naira to $1. What a shame to those who have been in leadership. What a shame to those whose families and businesses have prospered, have blossomed at the expense of Nigeria. What a shame to those who have been troublers of the land, who have amassed incredible wealth at the expense of the land. And it is my prayer that the Lord will visit this land and cause this siege to be totally broken. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray for yourself first this morning and say, Father, let every siege around my life and destiny and family and business be broken totally today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. And Father, I pray that every siege against my life, against my destiny and family will break totally today in the name of Jesus. Let the siege be broken and let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Father. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let everything the enemy had built around and against my life and destiny be totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Let the systems of the enemy against my destiny, around my destiny, be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let the glory of my life and of my destiny, the beauty of my destiny, become manifest in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that the glory and the beauty of my life and of my destiny will become manifest in the name of Jesus. Let this glory begin to show and let your name be honored. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift your voice and pray for our nation, Nigeria. Pray, say, Father, let every satanic encampment and siege against this country be totally broken today in the name of Jesus. We do not permit this siege to continue. Let the siege be over. Let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice to pray and say, Father, let every satanic system built against the destiny of Nigeria collapse totally today. Every system, every policy, every principle, every structure that is satanically built against the destiny of this nation, let it collapse today in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree that the siege against this country will no longer continue. The siege against the economy of this land will no longer continue. Let the siege against the Naira totally collapse. Let the structure, the principles built against our currency, let the structures collapse in the name of Jesus, that our nation may rise again, that our currency may rise again, that your name may be glorified. Let the siege be broken for the sake of your name, for the sake of your purpose, for the sake of your agenda, for Nigeria, for Africa, and for the world. Arise, O God, and let your name be honored. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus that every satanic siege against your life and destiny be totally broken today in the name of Jesus. We command it to be totally broken in the name of Jesus. And we pray for our nation, Nigeria, that every siege against the destiny of this nation break totally in the name of Jesus. Every structure, every principle, every policy, every wall, every system built against the destiny of Nigeria, built against our prosperity and currency, we command it to break. We command it to collapse in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Step out this week with faith and confidence in God, that the tops of your mountain will be seen, that the glory of God upon your life will be visible, that his name will be honored in your life, and that will be a turnaround for your destiny and for the destiny of our nation, Nigeria. Support Daily Impact as you forward this message and share the link with your contacts. The Lord bless you as you do. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Follow me on my social media handles on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram, and Twitter at Rev Grace Mann. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adoluju, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.